Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this podcast contains some spoilers for last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. If you don't want to be spoilt, you can skip ahead to 6 minutes in. You have been warned. Huge match set for the Elimination Chamber. A WWE Raw star has made their return, and an ECW star is penning his memoirs. For Tuesday, February the 18th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm in the Women's Elimination Chamber match. The Elimination Chamber match is held in a cage. You know where I came from? I'm a cage fighter. I'm going to chew through every other competitor in that cage. You know better than anyone that I'm willing to do that.
Elimination Chamber, you say. Thanks for letting me know. I'll be watching closely and rooting for you.
Bite down to me. Bite down to me. You better sink your teeth.
With Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch going back and forth on last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. Shayna Baszler making the announcement that we have an Elimination Chamber match to determine the number one contender for the Women's Championship at WrestleMania. And Shayna Baszler is well and truly in it. We can confirm as well this morning, joining Shayna Baszler in that Elimination Chamber match includes Asuka, Natalia, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan. Now, if you look at that list, with the exception of Asuka, it does kind of feel like this is setting up for a Shayna Baszler destruction derby. That's all I can think of when I see the competitors in this match. And again, with the exception of Asuka. Shayna Baszler very much set out her stall last night, and she's promising some real destruction in the Elimination Chamber. And it does look, for all intents and purposes, like we are heading towards Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania this year. Now, I'm a big fan of the way this match has been put together. I thought Shayna Baszler would just automatically become the number one contender. But this is actually a much better idea. Because although, like, you and I, we're big wrestling fans and we watch everything, don't we? Like, we do. So we know the power and the capability of Shayna Baszler already. But a lot of casual fans may not be aware of just how big a threat to Becky Lynch's title Shayna Baszler is potentially. So put her in a match like this and have her just tear through everybody. Like, really do some damage. Do something in the Elimination Chamber that will be remembered for years to come. That will establish Shayna Baszler as the monster that we believe her to be. And when she wins the chamber, she goes on to face Becky Lynch, and you add that extra bit of drama to the match. Now, the entire world will be aware of just what she is capable of. We will see how this plays out when we get to Elimination Chamber. I, for one, am very excited to see it. We saw AJ Styles return to Monday Night Raw last night as well. We haven't seen AJ on Raw since just before the Royal Rumble. Well, he was in the Royal Rumble match itself, and that was where he injured his arm. And as a result of that, he hasn't been on television. He's been recuperating, and it looks like he is on the road to making a full recovery. He didn't compete on Raw last night, but he was very much touting the idea that he was the new Mr. WrestleMania. You know, you don't talk stuff like that unless you're going to be involved in WrestleMania in some way, shape or form. Last night, we saw Ricochet and AJ Styles have a confrontation, which led to Karl Anderson taking on Ricochet. And it was funny, when AJ Styles was talking, he was name-dropping some big WrestleMania-type names when discussing, like, his new title as Mr. WrestleMania, like Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. Now, The Undertaker has been a rumoured WrestleMania opponent for AJ Styles. According to Dave Meltzer from The Wrestling Observer, this is the direction WWE are going in. We will see. But Shawn Michaels being dropped in there as well isn't a terrible idea. I mean, whether or not Shawn Michaels wants to come back and have that final match to kind of repair his actual final match, that's probably up to Shawn Michaels. We will see. But it's good to see that AJ Styles is back in the mix in time for WrestleMania. There was some concern that he may not be in condition to do it, but here we are. All the happenings from Raw last night will be discussed on our Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. Jack the Jobber is in for Adam Pacitti on Raw Graded, and Ross Tweddle will be here with the WTF moments for Monday Night Raw on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on. Some of the headlines around the wrestling world today. Shelton Benjamin was chatting to Lillian Garcia on her podcast Chasing Glory. Shelton Benjamin has confirmed that he has re-signed another multi-year deal with WWE, and he's going to be with the company for a little while longer. Now, these multi-year deals tend to be around about 5 years that you're locked in for with the company. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is Shelton Benjamin's last in-ring contract. I feel like he's going to be a WWE guy for life. So maybe at the end of his run, he may move into a backstage position. I would like something big to happen in the next 5 years for Shelton Benjamin. Like, when he arrived on the scene in like 2002 and 2003, especially in 2004 as well, when he broke out as a singles competitor, he felt like a can't-miss prospect for the company. But since he's come back, the world's very different. The rosters are very bloated now compared to how they were in the early noughties. So consequently, he struggled to really find his niche within the company so far. Hopefully, he will have time to find it before the end of this next contract. A title match has been added to WWE's Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia on the 27th of February. It will be Seth Rollins and Murphy defending the Raw Tag Team titles against the Street Profits. Street Profits have been a part of Monday Night Raw weekly for a long time now. Not necessarily in the ring, but they've certainly been a part of the mix with backstage segments and some comedy moments as well. So it's nice to see them getting a huge opportunity for tag titles in Saudi Arabia. Also, talking of opportunities in Saudi Arabia, there is plans for a 4-day open tryout in Saudi Arabia coming in June. So the company is going to be doing 4 days there to look for potentially some new stars coming out of that part of the world. Just a few days removed from NXT TakeOver Portland, and records have been smashed by the WWE. Triple H revealed on a media call that TakeOver Portland was the highest grossing WWE event in Portland since No Mercy in 2008. That is the power of the NXT brand right now. It is starting to eclipse some of the older WWE shows. And do you know what? 100% deserves it. If you haven't watched TakeOver Portland yet, I recommend you find time to do so. 6 phenomenal matches. Vic Joseph hasn't been seen on WWE television since he was removed as the Raw lead commentator. He has revealed on Instagram that he's got some other work. He's going to be part of the Cleveland Cavaliers coverage for the second half of their season for the NBA Network. Now, Joseph is from Cleveland, and he's worked in the media circle around Cleveland before joining WWE. So just a case of putting in a call with some old friends. He is still under contract to WWE, though, according to Wrestling Inc. This is just like a little side project to keep him busy, presumably. Jeff Jarrett spoke with Metro UK and had lots of nice things to say about SmackDown star Elias. He's got a huge upside says Jeff Jarrett. His injury last year was unfortunate because he was starting to get on a roll. He's got something that you can't teach, that you can't coach, and that you can't manufacture. He's got a unique set of skills. He's got an aura about him, a charisma about him, and that is very unique. The fact that he can play and sing and wrestle and write music and title together, it makes him a very entertaining character. Don't know about you, but I get the vibe that Jeff Jarrett quite likes Elias. And finally, Jerome Young, known to you and I as ECW star New Jack. He was the guy that would come out with a big old trolley full of weapons, music blasting, and just batter everybody. Wrestling. He's released an autobiography called New Jack, Memoir of a Pro Wrestling Extremist. It's come out through McFarland Publishing. Of all the people that are writing wrestling books and have written wrestling books, I think I'm the most intrigued by New Jack's book. Like, this guy has done some pretty ridiculous things in wrestling. Good, bad, and ugly. And I kind of want to read all about them. And from now, you can as well. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast for Tuesday. Just a short one today because I love you. On the YouTube channel right now, if you haven't made time to do so, you can check out a brand new episode of Straight to Hell. Ross Tweddle chatting with the one and only Danhausen. This is an episode of Straight to Hell like no other. I can promise you that. Later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. Myself and Matthew Gregg are going to be chatting about an old episode of SmackDown and loads of other things as well. It's quite tangent heavy. You have been warned. I'm not here tomorrow. I've got a day off booked for tomorrow, so there won't be a news podcast tomorrow, but there will be a brand new episode tomorrow of Desert Island Graps. My guest tomorrow is the youngest Cultaholic Island visitor we have ever had. She was known as the Bailey Superfan for many years in NXT. She now has her own YouTube channel. She's now out there doing independent wrestling shows, working as a heel manager. She's building an empire. We welcome Izzy to Cultaholic Island tomorrow.
One time I got a straw thrown at me, so that was probably one of my favorites.
When people are throwing stuff at you, Izzy, you know that you're striking a nerve.
An old woman, she flipped me off one time, so that was really funny.
I loved chatting with Izzy, and you can listen to it tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed. But I will speak to you on Thursday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.